Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Let me remind you, my dear friends, that we are investigating the attributes of Allah, or the name of Allah, Al-Mudil, the one who leads astray. And that is what we have found in Quran chapter 17 and verse 16, where Allah stated, "And if we desire to destroy a village, we commanded its affluence, so they live in transgressions in it, so the word will be established against it. So we destroyed it with an utter destruction." What is this verse is about? It's about the word. What word? The word which Allah have given to the devil at the beginning of creation. And that is that Allah will be filling hell with the devil and all those who followed him among the sons of Adam. Today we will examine Quran chapter 4 and verses 142 and 143. Once again, from these two verses, we'll learn more about the true character of Allah, the one who leads the people astray. For in verse 142, Allah stated, "Surely the hypocrites deceive Allah, and he," that is Allah, "deceives them. And when they stand up for prayer, they stand lazily to be seen of people, and they do not remember Allah except a little." In verse 143, we read, "Wavering between this belonging neither to these nor to those, and whoever Allah leads astray, so you will not find a way for him." Notice here that it is Allah who leads these hypocrites astray. As we mentioned in our last broadcast, that hypocrites are the Muslims who do not follow the teaching of Islam. Why? Because the command of Allah in the Quran is very clear. Muslim must practice the pillars of Islam. And the most important pillar is the pillar of jihad. Jihad in Islam has two folds. It is Muslim performing jihad with their money or with their lives, as we read that throughout the pages of the Quran. For example, in Quran chapter 9 and verse 41, we read, "March forth lightly or heavily and perform jihad with your money and with your lives for the sake of Allah. This is best for you if you were knowing." So now we know that the hypocrites are the one who choose not to perform jihad for the sake of Allah. They refuse to go and fight with the Muslim believers, and they refuse to contribute financially to help with the cost of jihad for the sake of Allah. So let us go back to Quran chapter 4 and verse 142 as we read about the hypocrites. But amazingly, Allah declared to us something very unusual, and that is when he stated, "Surely the hypocrites deceive Allah." I do not know how can anyone deceive Allah if Allah is God. No human, angel, or demons can ever deceive God. So when Allah in the Quran assured us by saying, "Surely," we know for certain that the hypocrites deceive Allah. Then Muhammad continued to say, "And he," that is Allah, "deceived them." Allah is deceived and deceive others? What kind of God is that? Listen to the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari, who stated that the hypocrites deceive Allah by their hypocrisy in shedding their blood and wealth. So I do not understand, how can hypocrites be deceiving Allah when they are willing to die for Allah, when they are spending their money for Allah? These are the two things which causes the Muslims to be called believers. And the reason hypocrites are called hypocrites, because they refuse to perform jihad with their lives and with their money.
Al-Tabari continued by stating that
Allah deceives him by what he decreed concerning them of preventing their blood from being shed by what they have said with their tongues, despite his knowledge of what is in their heart and their belief in disbelief as a means of luring them into this world until they meet him in the hereafter. Then he will bring them into the world with what they have concealed of disbelief is the fire of hell. Sound like big mouth of words here, but it's very simple. Allah knows the hypocrites to be not believers. And Allah knows that they are deceiving him by claiming that they are believers. And they said, we will shed our blood. We will give the money as Allah requires of every Muslim believer. But they deceive Allah by their words. And Allah deceives them by not allowing them to perform jihad. And that's why the hypocrites will not go and perform jihad for the sake of Allah with their lives or with their money. Notice here. According to Islamic belief, all people are manipulated by Allah in their thought, in their words, and in their actions. Which means you and I could not do anything by our own choice. We have zero free will. So the reason I am not a believer and I am a hypocrite, it is simply because Allah chose for me to be a hypocrite. And the reason I am called a hypocrite because Allah does not want me to shed my blood or to give my money towards his cause. What a strange ideology in Islam. And somehow, Allah is telling us in Quran chapter 4 and verse 142 that the hypocrites deceived Allah. And Allah also deceived them. How this can be compared to? Oh, let's read what else the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari said in his interpretation to that verse. Amazingly, he was actually quoting that which is written in the Bible about another parable. And that is concerning the parable of the 10 virgins, which we read about in Matthew chapter 25. And that is when the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabri stated that when Allah said the hypocrites deceive Allah and he deceives them, it is like Allah put light upon every believer and upon the hypocrites by which they will walk until when they reach the end, the light of the hypocrites will be extinguished and the believers will proceed with their light. So the hypocrites will call on the believers and they will say to them, wait for us so that we may take from your light until Allah said, but you have tempted yourselves. That is God's deception of them. So in simple words, the hypocrites and the believers are mixed together, walking together, and the hypocrites are willing to sacrifice their life to shed their blood, and they were willing to give their money towards the performance of jihad, and Allah will allow them to do that. They think they are deceiving Allah, but actually Allah is the one who deceived them. How is that? They will continue to do that until they come to the end of their life. And then somehow Allah will remove the light which he put on them, which is equal to the light which Allah put on the believers. And now they have no light. They will ask the believers to borrow them some of their light, but then Allah will say, no, this is how I deceived you. I made you look like you have light, but in reality, you did not have any light. Do you see the similarity between what we read here and that which is written in Matthew 25 verses 1 to 13? Jesus tells us of 10 virgins awaiting a bridegroom. 5 bring extra oil and are prepared when he arrives unexpectedly, joining the wedding feast. While the unprepared 5 are left out, the parable talks about being ready for God's kingdom as its timing is unknown. This is exactly what the Bible is talking about.
But somehow, as Muhammad copied from the Bible, Muslim scholars also copied from the Bible to explain the things of Islam. When in reality, what we are reading here in the interpretation of Al-Tabri does not make any sense. We never read in the Bible that anyone was or could ever deceive God, as we read here that the hypocrites deceived Allah. As for the light and borrowing the light, that does not make any sense. In the Bible, they were not borrowing light, they were borrowing oil. Obviously, neither Muhammad nor his scholars understand what Jesus was talking about in the parable of the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins. But here we see the Quran and its interpretation are simply jumble mumble of that which is written in the Bible, and no Muslim have a clue of what these so-called scholars are trying to say.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
We continue with verse 142, as Allah talks about the prayer of those hypocrites when He stated, and when they stand up for prayer, they stand lazily to be seen of people. They are hypocrites because they stand up to show off to other people that they are praying. And guess what? This is exactly what Jesus said when He talked about prayer in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, do not be like the hypocrites because they like to stand up in the street corner to show off others that they are praying. And that's exactly what Muslims do all over the Muslim world. Even today in Europe and in many places here in America, on Fridays, Muslims love to stand outside the mosque in the streets and they show off to be hypocrites in their prayer. Amazingly, once again, Allah's word in the Quran is written by the influence of that which Jesus was talking about concerning the hypocrites and the prayer. So once again, Muhammad or those who helped Muhammad to write the verse of the Quran were copying from the Sermon on the Mount. Continue with that verse. It says, and they do not remember Allah except a little. I do not know. How can the hypocrites stand up in the street corners in their prayers and he remember Allah a little? A little of what? Are they praying to Allah or not? Now let's move on to the important verse for our study. And that is Quran chapter 4 and verse 143. As Allah stated, wavering. What Allah is talking about? He's talking about the hypocrites. They are wavering between this belonging neither to these nor to those. Can you tell me what Allah is talking about here? Neither to these nor to those? What are these and what are those? In his interpretation, Al-Tabri said, they are not doing anything from the works which Allah ordained on the believers so they can be drawn near by that work to Allah. We know from the scripture that by grace were saved through faith, not of work, so no one should boast. And the teaching of Quran 4:143 is the opposite of that which we read in the Bible. Al-Tibri continue, these hypocrites do that because they are not sure about the meeting, nor the punishment and the reward of the work which they do before Allah. They only do what they do of apparent deeds for the sake of their own survival and to beware of the believers killing them off or stealing their money. Are you listening to what we're reading here? The hypocrites are doing the things they are doing because they are afraid that they will be killed by the believers, or that the believers will take all their money. Guess what? This is exactly what is taught in Quran chapter 9 and verse 73. Allah's command to Muhammad and to the Muslim believers to do what? To perform jihad against who? Against the infidels and the hypocrites, and to be harsh with them, and their eternity will be in the fire of hell. So the hypocrites are pretending to act like believers because they're afraid that they would be killed by the true Muslim believers and they will lose all their money. That's why they pretend to be Muslim believers. That's why they stand up to pray. But when they pray, they are praying just as lazy as they can be. And they are only praying with the Muslim believers to show off so that they will be known as if they are believers when in reality they are not. The great Muslim scholar Al-Tibri continue by stating, so when they stand up for the prayer, which is one of the apparent obligations, they stand up for it lazily, showing off to the believers so they may think that is a believer, that they are, these are the infidels, from them. But they are not from them. Oh, because they do not believe that it is obligatory and necessary for them. So they are lazy in performing the prayers. They're not believers and they're not infidels. They're somewhere in the middle. They pretend to be believers by praying with the believers, but they're doing it and they are lazy of doing it. And they're not doing it because they believe in it, but they simply doing it to act like believers so the believers will not kill them and take their money. Very important facts most Muslims in the world do not know. That in Islam, if a person becomes a Muslim and he chooses not to pray or he chooses not to give zakat, that person must be put to death. You see, in Quran chapter 9 verse 5, which is known to be the verse of the sword, Allah declared to all Muslim believers, they have certain obligations. It's not because you say, I'm a Muslim and I'm a believer, that you're free from the sword of Islam. Because unless you fulfill your duties to all that which is obligatory on you as a Muslim believer, then you'll be treated as a hypocrite or as an infidel. Here is what Allah said. So when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them and take them as captives and besiege them and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. Here we go. Listen carefully. So if they repent, that is convert to Islam, and perform the prayer and bring the legal alms, that is to give the zakat, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. If a person claimed to be a Muslim, but he did not pray, according to Quran chapter 9 verse 5, he must be put to death. If he choose to pray, but he choose not to give zakat, that is the obligatory giving in Islam, 2.5%, then also they must be put to death. Islam is a savage cult where in it people are forced to pray and to give the legal alms. Otherwise, they will be put to death. Now, you can tie all these verses together to find out the truth about the hypocrites in Islam and why some people pretend to be Muslims when in reality they are not Muslims. It's very simple, because if they will not do the things of Islam, like prayer and almsgiving, they will be put to death. Just as we read in Quran chapter 4, verse 142 and 143, and as it is interpreted by the Muslim scholar Al-Tibri and other scholars as well. Finally, in the end of Quran chapter 4 and verse 143, we read, "And whoever Allah leads astray, so you will not find a way for him." And that is the most important point of our study for today. If Allah chooses to lead somebody astray, that person will never be guided. Similar to the previous verses we shared in our last broadcast, and to the rest of the verses which we will be covering in the future, in the rest of our study about Allah, the one who leads people astray, there is no hope for anyone if Allah choose to lead him astray. Allah led the hypocrites astray. Allah choose to make them hypocrites. That's why they don't believe in Islam. And when they pray as lazy, and they do not remember Allah much. And when they give because simply they're afraid for their life and for the loss of their possessions. But who causes all this chaos? It is Allah Almighty. Allah, the God of Muhammad, is the one who made some people hypocrites, and he is the one who led these hypocrites astray, as much as he also guided others to Islam. It is a chaos. Yes, indeed. Even the prayer and the giving in Islam, it's a chaos. As we have seen today in Quran 4, 142 and 143, that the hypocrites can deceive Allah to pretend to be Muslim believers, when in reality, Allah will deceive them by taking their light away from them, and they will end spending eternity in hell, because Allah is the one who's actually deceiving them, because he chose to lead them astray. And if Allah choose for anyone to be led astray, the chance for that someone to be guided to the straight way to Islam is zero. And that is a huge difference between Allah, the God of Muhammad, and the God of the Bible. For the God of the Bible desires not for anyone to be lost, but for all to be saved, and for all to come to the truth of the knowledge of his Son, Jesus Christ, the one whom he sent to die on the cross to save us from our sins. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.